Thank you. Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna.
Thank you. That along with the name of Krishna comes the land of Krishna. The land of Krishna is known as Vrindavan. It's not an ordinary place. Because Krishna, he comes to this planet from time to time and performs all kinds of transcendental activities. Yes, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person, why not? Everything has personality. Talking about flowers. No two flowers are the same. No two human beings are the same. No two animals are the same. Everywhere, individuality. So, if there is a creator, you know, usually the creations look a bit like the creator. You know, like human beings, they made a car. Now look at the car, right? A car has a nose, have you noticed it? A car has eyes, right? A car has an inlet for the fuel. Right. It also has a tank, you know, where the fuel is stored. It also has an exhaust pipe. So, in this way, think about it. A car has like a nerve system in the form of electric wiring, and it has veins where the juice of life is flowing. Without that, without those veins, the car is totally out of action. So, see how much a car looks like its maker. Same with a house. Front door and the back door. And anyway, I won't get into all the details of what's in the house, but you can see the similarities. It's made for people. In fact, you could, if you were a detective, right, by going into a house, sort of figure out what kind of creatures live in there. You could sort of see it, you know, by the seats and the this and the height of the shower. Okay, and you sort of figure out the average height of the... like that. The creation and the creator have their similarities. When there's personality in the creation, it is also in the creator. So personality is a blessing. Of course, there are those who say, no, leave all that. Meditate and become peaceful. And empty your mind from thoughts and from any identification with self, and realize that you are part of that one spiritual energy. All right, that is good. Then we are free from this world with all its ups and downs, ups and on the waves. Normal waves, just merged, free, liberated, moksha. Yes, but okay, you've given up all variety, and now you are appreciating the oneness, and that oneness is also there, but simultaneously there's also variety on the spiritual platform. There is spiritual form, there is spiritual beauty. There are spiritual worlds. Worlds, justice, oh yes. There are worlds which are not influenced by time, which are not limited by space. Here, there's not much space tonight. It's a bit full, isn't it? Anyway, it heats the room. So that is cheap heating. Yes. And imagine the biggest thing you can imagine. I mean, really, think big. Not really, for a moment. Let's get serious about it. Let's think big. Think big. You know. I mean, a little bigger. No, serious. Bigger. Can you still go bigger? Okay, when you've gone as big as possible, not bigger than that, that's the spiritual world. It is greater than what we can imagine. You know, in this world, I don't know about you, but tomorrow happens to be my birthday, and I'm thinking about my birthday already. You know, whatever, maybe that's normal. Everybody would do the day before, so it's coming, and so on. So, I went through many birthdays, and I would, as a kid, I would write my list of the things I'd want, you know, and I'd write. As I was getting older, the things on my list were getting more expensive, you know. So, as I was about 13 and getting serious about the electric guitar, I wanted a home studio, so I had my eyes on this special recorder, you know, I mean, a professional one. And I gave the serial numbers and everything, right? The whole thing on the list, you know, full description. And then my father, you know, what he did. My grandmother, she was ready to give it, but my father talked her into giving one level cheaper. Oh, God. I mean, that's terrible, right? It was like, and he did it again and again. One of my childhood traumas. But, you know, this is the material world. Here you dream, you know. You dream of a prince, and you get a guy with cauliflower ears. I mean, you know, just sort of, this guy, but that's okay. Grow long hair. Somehow or other, cover it up. I'm just teasing, you know, I'm joking. But you understand what I mean to say. You know, you never get the ideal in this world. You always have to settle. You know, my father used to say, son, life is a compromise. Oh, I hated it. You know, I was thinking, come on, you know, why is life a compromise? Can't you just get, like, your dream fulfilled? Son, life is a compromise. God, defeat. Utter defeat. Already given up before the game had started. I said, no. So I said, maybe for you it is, but for me, never. Of course, now my father is late. I mean, not late for the program, but late, you know. And so, what to say? But if I would meet my father today, I would tell him, you know, I would tell him, I said, maybe for you, life is a compromise, but not for me. Huh? I still go for the ideal. I'm an idealist, no less. I want it all. I don't want half. I want everything. And yes, on the spiritual plane, once we are free from all the small material things that bind us down and bog us down and are like balls and chains on our legs, when we are free from these things, then we can rise. And as we can rise beyond our expectations. And we can come in the spiritual reality where, you know, reality is greater than the dream. See, that's just the opposite from here. Here, there's the dream, reality, little small. These moments where you look out of the window and think, is this really life? I thought it was going to be different. Yes, it can be different when we take up the spiritual aspect, because their expectations exceed our dreams. So this mantra is a vehicle. It lifts us up, just as we are flying in a plane. And we look down Cape Town and we see little houses and little toy cars and people look like ants crawling on the ground. Everything's so small. So the mantra lifts us up and makes material things, material reality, so small. And gradually we rise above and leave it. You've seen those pictures, you know. Girls sitting on the lawn with the picnic basket, right? Then, you know, a photo from 100 meters above, the lawn, and you sort of see the color of the blanket still. You can hardly see the girl anymore. Still higher, 1 kilometer, you know, you see, like, not just the lawn, you see a whole part of the city, right? You zoom out more, and you're just up there, and then it becomes finally a whole country, finally a planet, and finally the universe, and planets in orbits, and so on. So one can see all these things, right? The bigger picture. So by the mantra, we gradually get to the bigger picture. And this bigger picture is really what will give us that which we never expected. That which my father didn't know. And he thought life was a compromise. Well, too bad he's late, because I would have told him, I said, Dad, what I'm going to tell you now, you know, that will exceed all your dreams. And this mantra will take you there. The spiritual world full of unlimited variety. And why wouldn't it be so? The spiritual world where everything exists in perfection. And why wouldn't it be so? The spiritual world which is unlimited, and there's an unlimited exchange with the Supreme Lord and all living beings. And within that exchange, it is an ocean of transcendental love. And that is of loving exchange, where everyone is trying to give to another. Everyone is giving his best to another and to the Lord. And in this way, the entire spiritual world turns into an ocean of transcendental love, instead of a world where everyone's trying to take from everyone. Come. You look nice. Come close. Put my hand around your shoulder and then put my hand in your pocket also. Come on. Yeah, pocket. Yeah, pocket. I like you very much. Especially the pocket. Come. Nice. This world. Calculating. Boy has girl. Hand in hand, boy looking at other girls while holding girl by the hand. Yes. Girl, of course, also looking at other guys at the same time. Oh, what a crazy world we live in. But because it is a world of taking. But if we live in the world of giving, that's different. Have you seen those movies? You must have. There's a war, and he goes to war, and he comes back, and his face is injured. And they loved each other so much, and then after the war, you know, he comes back, and he should not have come back, you know what I mean? He should not have, not with a face like that. And then, you know, how can, it's no longer possible to go back in that relationship from before, and then it all breaks up. What was that? What was that love? Was it love? Was it giving or was it taking? If you think about it. Anyway, these are some of the things that are illustrating material life. It's after all in the movies. And then beyond that, in the spiritual world, a world of giving. We can only imagine what that would be like. And let me tell you, the reality of it is greater than anything we can imagine. Therefore, we need a vehicle to uplift us, and that is that mantra, which I'll now sing with you again for a few more minutes.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, no. It's this one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Thank you.